Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They don't do anything except block me and call me names. And it can't be that much fun. It'd be so much more fun if they said, you know what, let's do something together.
Blue Monday, oh, I hate Blue Monday.
What a Blue Monday it is for the radical left in America. Except for Nancy Pelosi, who's enjoying herself like never before. Dashes off to the border and says, we don't have a border. Then dashes back to San Francisco to be the grand dame of the gay pride parade. And there's the president whining that they don't do anything. Well, the Supreme Court just did something, let me tell you. And by the way, Canada did something, too. They said go to hell to Obama on the Keystone XL pipeline, which would have produced 400,000 jobs. You know, Obama's such a liar that he doesn't even understand that everyone knows he's a liar. Did you hear what I just said to you? I know I'm going to talk about the court says some firms may refuse to offer birth control. That's a huge, gigantic victory for the First Amendment and for freedom. For all religiously abiding individuals, and for all those who despise the yoke that Obama has put around our necks, the Supreme Court ruling has opened the door to rejecting Obamacare and many other of his power grabs, by the way. And I'll explain that to you. Justice Ginsburg's blistering Hobby Lobby dissent, companies can now opt out of any law. She's 100% right. You see, one thing you gotta understand, Justice Ginsburg was never qualified to be on the Supreme Court, ever. She was the lawyer for the ACLU, the chief attorney for the Anti-Christian Liberty Union. And yet she was put on the Supreme Court. So everything she has done since, in my opinion, is illegitimate. Okay, that's one man's opinion. It would be as though we had a radical right-wing president who put someone from the Ku Klux Klan on the Supreme Court who'd been there for 20 years writing racist laws. It's the exact opposite of that, which means it's exactly the same thing. So now she's complaining that the Hobby Lobby dissent means a company can now opt out of any law. She's right. The gates are now open to any exemption from Obamacare based on religious belief. So I'm going to start the show today with a question to my savage audience. Tell us what you might claim to gain exemption from Obamacare now that you know that you can cite the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Because now you can say that, for example, you oppose blood transfusions because you're a Jehovah's Witness. You can say you oppose antidepressants because you're a Scientologist. You can say that you will not take a medication derived from pigs, including anesthesia, IV fluids, and pills coated with gelatin. And that would apply to certain Muslims, religious Jews, and Hindus. You oppose vaccinations because you're a Christian Scientist. So in other words, based upon today's ruling, I agree with the radical leftist Justice Ginsburg, where she says companies can now opt out of any law. Thank you, Justice Ginsburg. You're 100% right. Companies can now opt out of any law, Justice Ginsburg. Mainly the laws that you and your cohorts wrote over the last 20 years that have destroyed America, Justice Ginsburg. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, tell us what you might claim to begin exemptions from Obama's socialist medicine, Obamacare. That's one topic. There are many others. On behalf of all Americans, Obama hailed Ramadan. That's right, he hailed Ramadan while ISIS is cutting off heads and creating a new caliphate in the Middle East, which includes Europe on their map. He's extending his best wishes to Muslim communities here in the United States and around the world in the beginning of the blessed month of Ramadan. This is while churches are being blown up, people are being assassinated, and their heads cut off. Our president, many think, by the way, I got to stop right there because this is a national show. I'll stop right at that point. I'll stop right there. So he concludes his Ramadan salute by saying, it will be another opportunity for me to convey America's appreciation for the contributions of Muslim Americans to our country. I think he once said they founded America. I think that he once said that the Muslims founded America, and to wish Muslims around the world a month blessed with the joys of family, community, peace and understanding. And then he concluded with Ramadan Kareem. He had nothing to say about the Christians being beheaded and their churches burned and looted in the Middle East. Canada pulls plug on Keystone Pipeline, will send oil to Asia. Now, this is a huge story because even the unions, the Democrat-controlled unions, understood that this meant major, major league jobs, 20,000 construction jobs. Pipeline would have brought oil from Canada and North Dakota to refineries in the U.S. It would have extended from Alberta, Canada, to Illinois, transporting approximately 400,000 barrels of crude per day. The cost of building it would have been $1.7 billion. But our radical leftist, out-of-touch, lunatic president rejected the plan of the Keystone Pipeline in 2011 and again in 2014. And the ridiculously out-of-touch Democrat Party, which is now held hostage by the radical green movement, suddenly said, no, we're not going to build the Keystone XL pipeline, even though it made perfect sense. And the reason he didn't, you know, it's not as simple as environmentalism. I have a deep fear that he's owned by Saudi Arabia. I have a deep, deep fear. We know that Saudi Arabia didn't want the Keystone XL pipeline. Neither did any of the other hateful oil-producing nations. Christian-hating oil-producing nations certainly want to continue to hold on to their monopoly. And so they maybe they put Congress in power. I don't know. Maybe they keep some of these radical congressmen in power and senators. I don't know. So finally Canada got fed up and they pulled the plug on Keystone and sending, they're going to send the oil to Asia. Can you believe this? They said Obama's inability to make a decision on Keystone has finally yielded a result. Canada has made the decision for him. Now, I want you to listen to Obama whining over the weekend with his big lie that no one will work with him. Listen to him again. Play it again, Robert. The same exact cut.
They don't do anything except block me.
Block me.
And call me names. And it can't be that much fun.
All right. Did you hear what he just said? They do nothing but block me? They've been begging him to pass the Keystone XL pipeline. He blocks everything that makes sense for business and freedom. What do you mean they block him? Who is to blame? Who is to blame for the failure of the Keystone XL pipeline? Obama, the environmentalist, or the Republican Party for not articulating this properly? Now, the big issue to me is the thousands of illegal aliens being bussed into the United States of America by La Raza, using our Border Patrol as ushers. But what goads me is not La Raza. No. I know La Raza is a brown supremacist organization. I've also known the head of La Raza went into the White House a number of years ago. I also know that La Raza's intent is to take back the southwest of the United States for Mexico. I understand that. But I will never forgive Nancy Pelosi for what she did this weekend. If I can make you understand, well, let me boil it down for you. Let me make it simple for you. Go to michaelsavage.com. It got me sick over the weekend, actually. I was agitated all weekend. Why do I take it personally? Why? Because my headline is simple. It said, after busting our borders, she rides in a gay pride parade. She's a busy gal, that Nancy Pelosi. She had the audacity to go to the border and pander to this horde of illegal aliens and drug smugglers and Muslims and Chinese slaves being trafficked over the border. And she had the nerve to say that we have no borders anymore. She said, this is a... Well, listen to clip four. Robert, play four. They're not going to believe this.
This is a community with a border going through it. And this crisis, that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
Now, if we had a sane country, she'd be impeached. As a sitting member of Congress, for her to go there and bust our borders, to join the illegal border jumpers, to join a foreign nation that's invading America, she would be impeached the next day. Do you understand what she did? Do you have any idea that she's not just, let's say, a radical leftist who believes that we should open the borders? She's a sitting member of Congress. She has a job to protect our borders. And she said that we have no borders. She said this is a community with a border going through it. You know, George Orwell would be very proud of the radical left today. They redefine everything in their own terms. Listen to clip five from, again, Madam Pelosi in five.
It's about treating people with respect. What we just saw was so stunning. Aww. If you believe, as we do, that every child, every person has a spark of divinity in them.
Can you
and is therefore
this?
Worthy of respect. What we saw in those rooms was dazzling, sparkling array of God's children worthy of respect.
Can you believe this? God's children worthy of respect. She has no respect for our nation, no respect for our traditions, no respect for our borders, no respect for our national health, no respect for our national sovereignty, no respect for our language, no respect for our culture, but she respects the children that Honduras and Guatemala are dumping on our shores. And by the way, you have to ask yourself the bigger question. What kind of mother would dump her child across Mexico unless she was a child abuser? Do you realize these children are all the products of child abuse and that the UN should actually gather them up and bring them home? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? The parents who dump their children like this are committing child abuse. Well, I guess you don't care. I guess you don't care. I guess we're going to talk about the Hobby Lobby law because it really is a big deal. Obama was rebuked, basically, big time today. Huge, huge, huge. Last week it was 9-0. On Saturday I was in a coffee shop with a friend of mine and the local, no, it was the Independent Journal. You know, they have the newspapers that no one reads in these Starbucks. And it was the IJ. Not the Independent Journal. It was the whatever the call, the national paper that's worthless, whatever, USA Today, USA Throw It Away, right? They had USA Throw It Away sitting there, and the headline was, President Rebuked 9-0 by Supreme Court. I did a double take, and I said to my friend, oh, my God, you're kidding me. Even the communist rag, USA Throw It Away, it says that King Obama was rebuked by the Supreme Court. Well, white man turns around and looks at me with anger. Like I dared say the truth, you know. It is Marin County, California, the land of the, let us say, the imbeciles. And speaking of the land of the imbeciles, I wrote a little poem this morning as I was riding my bicycle called Old White Men that I'd like to share with you because you can call the show and talk about the topics, but I thought that, see, as I was riding my bike, I saw an old white man slinging a bag of dog crap, and I got sick. I got ill, actually, looking at it. I can't take it anymore. So I wrote a little poem about him. And here's the poem. Old white men slinging bags of dog crap, while young Muslims are slinging Kalashnikovs. Old white men who no longer believe in Jesus and his gentle message. Young bloodthirsty Muslims who do believe in Allah's thirsty vision of conquest. And white men who scan the morning news to see how evil they are. Young Muslims who read their holy book calling for holy war. Old white men whose guilt elected a double agent. Young Muslims whose fanatical belief in conquest through bloodlust. Tell me who wins this game. Just a poem. I mean, you've got to give me artistic license. I don't mean it literally, of course. It's simply a poem. I'm using poetic license. I'm using my First Amendment freedoms to tell you what one man walking around in a decaying, dying civilization sees on this Monday afternoon. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I don't know how much more time he thinks he needs, but I hope that Speaker Boehner will speak up today, and if he does not, the president will borrow the power that is needed to solve the problems of immigration, and he shouldn't be sued as a result of it.
Did you hear what Turbin Durbin just said? Did you hear how outrageous they are becoming? He just said President Obama will borrow the power needed to do what he wants on immigration. Have you ever heard of anything like this in the history of the United States of America? No, because it's never been done before. You've seen a coup occur right in front of your eyes, and you all know it. Anyone with more than 100 IQ understands we've had a coup in the United States of America by the radical left. Now they're naked about it. Supreme Court said 9-0 last week to Obama. You overreached 9-0. He said the next day, I'll do what I want anyway. I got a pen and a stool. Now you got Pelosi going to the border saying we don't have a border. We have one community with a border going through it. In other words, she nullified our border. That's an impeachable offense. Today we wake up in Turbin Durbin, the same senator who called our boys Nazis during the war in Iraq, called them Nazis, Turbin Durbin. has the nerve to say the president will borrow the power necessary to pass immigration amnesty. Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. What are you going to do about this? Your country has been hijacked by a rogue presidency. Many have called it an imperial presidency, but I threw that out on Friday. I said, no, that was originally applied to Nixon. I think it was the first time it had been applied. They said, imperial president. No, we don't have an imperial presidency. We have a rogue presidency. And the reason I call this a rogue presidency is because he is so far out of the ken of even the liberal Democrat tradition that it's a rogue presidency. He doesn't even reflect the liberal wing of the Democrat Party anymore. He reflects something quite different than liberal democracy, or liberal Democrat Party, rather. He is a rogue president. He is on the warpath against every institution and every semblance of American civilization. He will not stop until his own party stops him. The only people who can stop a rogue president are the people in the same party as he. Only the Democrats can understand what he is doing. And only the Democrats, the sensible ones, the adults, who understand there's a nation beyond radical Obama, those who understand there has to be a nation after he leaves office, can step in and remove him from office. Now, you say it won't happen. It can happen. It's happened in other countries. It can happen here. It happened in England after that horrible speech by an English, he was the prime minister at the time. He went over to Germany after they invaded Poland or before it. And he said, we have peace with Germany, blah, blah, blah. The next day, Hitler invaded Germany. Hitler invaded Poland. So the Labour Party, the communist left Labour Party in England, threw him out of office. They took their own leadership out. They removed him, and Winston Churchill was put in, the conservative. That saved England. Do you understand what I'm saying? Only the radical left Democrat Party can save this country from where he has hijacked it and where he is driving the bus. The man has hijacked the bus. He's at the wheel. He's speeding down the road. The bus is careening out of control, and only they can go and take his hands off the wheel by impeaching him. The Republicans can't do it. They don't have the guts.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're living through remarkable times where the Supreme Court is rebuking the rogue president almost weekly now. Last week it was 9-0 over his overreach. Today it's a rebuke to the president over religious freedoms, the abortifacient mandate, the rule that required Christians to fund abortion-inducing drugs and chemicals for employees. They didn't want to do it. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court. This is a huge win for people of religious conscience, and a stern slap in the wrist for Obama and his radical leftist cohorts like Kathleen Sebelius, who overstepped their authority and told people, you know, we'll do what we want. Now, Obama is going to do it again and again and again, and the people are going to revolt at some point. There's going to be something that provokes something's going to happen. There's only so much that people can take of a madman. And I do believe this is no longer, I don't even believe this is a man who has a rational purpose in what he's doing other than a malicious purpose. Let me redefine what I just said. I don't even think he cares that much about these things. I think he cares more about being malicious. I think this is the mark of a power madman rather than it is about even an ideologue, because even a left-wing ideologue is still a politician who needs the people to back him, and he needs the other party to work with. And even a smart left-wing ideologue will seek compromise to get his agenda through. That's the nature of a democracy. But when you have a malicious president who simply gets off on doing what he wants, no matter what anyone says, in fact, gets off on doing it because they don't like it, because the people hate it, because the people are gagging on it, because the people can't take it anymore. You have to say to yourself, who is this man? Why is he doing this? It's not because it's his agenda. It's because he likes defying the people. He enjoys it. And this is the danger we're in, because where does this end? He's got years left. He's young and he's strong. Now, today he gets rebuked on the religious freedom thing, and it's a big deal. Now we have the borders being punctured by Obama. This has been proven over and over again. For those of you who've read the paperwork, back in January, DHS and HHS were giving out RFPs, request for proposals, to feed and house these 90, 100,000, 200,000 illegal aliens. They planned the whole thing. You talk about the IRS emails. What a joke that is. What a dirty joke that is. She can't find her emails and there's no servers around to be searched. Hey, the next time you have to pay your taxes, why don't you tell the IRS you lost your paperwork and your computer crashed so you destroyed the hard drive? See what they say to you. See how long that would work. They tell you, well, we can get it from your server. Well, you can get the IRS emails from Lower Than Us Learner. Lower Than Us Learner is going to jail. Lower Than Us Learner is hiding. Lower Than Us Learner is the worst sort of bureaucrat. Lower Than Us Learner belonged in the ex-Soviet Union. Lower Than Us Learner should be found out for what she is and put in prison for violating the law. She targeted individuals based on their politics. That is so anti-American. It's against everything this country stands for. And yet Lower Than Us Learner said that her, oh, the computer crashed. Okay, we'll get it off the hard drive. Sorry, we destroyed the hard drive. Well, okay, so go to the server. We don't know who the servers are. You must be joking. Now, at the same time, we read last week that the FBI is reviewing 80,000 emails of Rupert Murdoch of Fox News in order to crucify him while they're blackmailing him politically. Now, if they can get the 80,000 emails from Murdoch off his servers, which is where they got him, why can't they get her emails off servers, the same FBI? Okay, I'll let you figure that one out. But I'll put it another way. Again, when the tax time comes around and you say, oh, I lost my paperwork. I don't have the receipts. I don't know where the papers went. My computer crashed and we destroyed the hard drive. See what will happen to you. See what they tell you. So that's why I say we have a rogue presidency. This is not an imperial presidency. Totally different. Watch your definitions. An imperial presidency implies certain things. A rogue presidency implies others. It's my definition. Steal it if you will. Steal this idea. I know you will anyway. Steal this idea. I know you will anyway. Ideas fly off me like sparks flying off a sharpening wheel. All day long, sparks fly off my mind. I was gifted at birth with a very creative mind. And I bring it to you every day on the radio. And I'm telling you, I am paid as a member of the class that studies these things, to tell you we have a rogue presidency. That's what I'm telling you. It's one man's opinion. What are you getting so excited, Mike? It's June 30th, 2014. It's almost July. It's summer. Summertime. The living is easy, Mike. Why don't you take a chill pill, Mike? Why don't you go on vacation, Mike? Why don't you get a canoe, Mike? Why don't you get a kayak, Mike? Why don't you get a fishing rod, Mike? Why don't you go on a hike, Mike? Why don't you go out the back, Jack? Well, that's not my nature. This is my nature. And I rode my bike in the morning, as I do every morning, and there was the old white man slinging his bag of dog waste. And first of all, I can't look at it. I don't like people with bags of dog waste. The only part of it that's sort of ironic is that the bags that they use to pick up the dog waste are newspaper bags, the plastic bags. And that's where the local paper finally comes in handy, and so does the New York Times. I've asked around, and they tell me that the blue bags of the New York Times, the national edition, hold up best for picking up dog waste. It's true, and the blue bag also covers up the anyway, I don't want to get too scatological, but there's a bigger picture. When I see old, weak white men walking around with bags of you-know-what in their hands, I wrote the poem again, which override me for the president. How dare they? So if you're listening on KSFO, I read this at the opening of the show. As I was riding my bike, old white men slinging do we have the music? You're going to play Desafinado or Ipanema for me? What is that? It's too... Yeah, but louder, louder. Let me get the mood. I can't get the mood going when I can't hear it. Okay. It's called Old White Men Slinging Bags of Dog Crap. Old white men slinging bags of dog waste, young Muslims slinging Kalashnikovs, old white men who no longer believe in Jesus and his gentle message, young bloodthirsty Muslims who do believe in Allah's thirsty vision of conquest, old white men who scan the morning news to see how evil they are. Young Muslims who read their holy book calling for holy war. Old white men whose guilt elected a double agent. Young Muslims whose fanatical belief in conquest through bloodlust. Tell me who wins this game. How could ISIS, so-called, notice they gave this most vicious Nazi terrorist group in history a new name. Notice they came up with a new sort of friendly acronym overnight. Who came up with ISIS? Who invented it? Who invented the name ISIS? What does that mean? Just because you say ice, it seems good. Icicles, ice cream. It has good connotations, ISIS. How often have you heard ISIS, bloodthirsty, cutting off heads, blowing up churches? You don't see that. All you see from the idiots in the press is the advancement of ISIS. ISIS, ISIS this, ISIS that. Well, how did this happen so quickly? How in the world did they gain so much territory so quickly? You want to study this? You can study this. All you got to do is look at what Obama did, and you could put two and three together and come up with 17. That's right. He pulled the troops out, and suddenly they popped up. And they're so vicious. They're so vicious that even Al-Qaeda is afraid of them. And yet these are the same people that were fighting Assad in Syria that McCain has been calling for weapons for a year now. Old dummy McCain. Old McCain, the warmonger. The warmonger was saying we should fund the rebels in Syria. Well, these are the rebels in Syria. We should give them weapons. Well, we didn't, at least not overtly. We gave them weapons covertly, according to many sources. But now they have tanks, which they seized out of Iraq and Humvees. So McCain got what he wanted without having to send them over. Think about that. In many ways, it's a very green way of delivering lethal weapons to Islamists. You just let them steal them from America after you leave them behind on the battlefield. So why did we leave the battlefield? Why didn't we leave a contingency force of 50,000 men? Why were 50,000 men not left there to protect the institutions of government? We're still in Germany. The Nazis lost World War II in 1945. We're still in Germany. Why? Because there's always a fear that the Nazis could come back. We still have a troop presence in Germany. Did you know that? The war's been over since 1945, and we're still there. But in Iraq, he pulled everyone out. Do you know what he just did by sending in 300 American troops? He sent in 300 hostages. How in the world can you send 300 men into a nation surrounded by bloodthirsty headcutters who are blowing up churches and killing men, women, and children and expect our 300 men to hold them off unless you want them to be captured? Okay, look, now it's too much for me. I'm telling you the truth. I'm blowing up from it. The rogue presidency is reaching a crescendo. It can't go on much longer. The rogue presidency cannot do any much more damage, and yet it will. The border crisis is the key to it all. And when I see Nancy Pelosi going to the border and saying what she said, I was livid with anger. And my headline on my website is Pelosi Commits Sedition. She said the border's erased. We're all Americans. It's a community, she said, with a border running through it. Do you know what she just said? There is no border. A sane nation would impeach any member of Congress who does a thing like this. We don't have a sane nation. We have an insane nation. We have evidence that the Chinese are trafficking teens over the U.S. border, mixed in with the Hondurans and Guatemalan children as slave labor. Chinese teens being sent across America as slave labor. China's sending them in. So how many Islamists are coming in on the border? How many? You don't know. And you know, Nancy goes there and says, oh, it's a divinity, a spark of divinity. Oh, God, I don't know how I take it. Honestly, don't know how I take it. Every day I got to look at this. I feel like an oncologist who's been studying a cancer patient, trying to not cure the cancer, but control the cancer, and the cancer is now out of control. The cancer has metastasized. The cancer of liberalism has so metastasized through the body politic that it's tempting for me to just give it up and walk away from it and say the patient's dead. That's all. I feel like giving up and saying the patient is dead. Liberals killed America. ISIS declares creation of Islamic State for the Muslims everywhere. I want you to take a look at the map they drew. Go look at michaelsavage.com. If you think they're kidding, they show the entire continent of Africa, all of Arabia, all of Turkey. They show Spain. They show the Balkan states and they show Russia in their state of the new Islamic nation for the Muslims everywhere. Now, what kind of people would not understand how dangerous they are and how amazing this is that in a short period of time, this unknown group can take over so much territory? They certainly didn't conquer Spain and, of course, Europe, nor Turkey, comma, yet, period. But they could. What's to stop them? Palestinians kidnapped three young Israeli boys 2 weeks ago. The gentle, loving, peace-loving Palestinians kidnapped these three Israeli boys. They were found butchered, hidden under rocks today in the West Bank. I blame their deaths on you liberals. All you Jew-hating liberals have the deaths of these boys on your conscience. But you know, it means nothing to you because you have no conscience. If you had a conscience, you wouldn't be a leftist to begin with. Not at all. Three boys kidnapped, tortured, butchered, and thrown under rocks in the West Bank by your Palestinians. So there's a lot more to be said, and I'm not the one to say it all. I'm just going to say as much as I feel I can say at any one time. It's only a radio show. I have no power whatsoever. I am just simply a member of the unelected commentary crowd. I'm a commentator. I'm one man's opinion. That's all it is. I have no power. I don't have any worry. Who represents me? There's a couple of senators I respect, two congressmen I respect. I have no representation in the state of California. It's been taken over by the radical communist left a long time ago, and they were put in largely by the votes of the illegal aliens. I can almost prove it. They don't represent the people of California because even liberal Democrats don't like Feinstein and Pelosi. They don't like them. They hate their issue of immigration. They hate it because they're smart enough to know that they're going to drive them out of their own state. Not directly, not going to come in and take their houses away, but the social services that are required for the illegal aliens will drive even the liberal out of his own house. They understand that. The liberal's not stupid. The rational liberal understands there's only a certain amount of money to go around. Who's going to pay for these 200,000, 20 million, 60 million illegal aliens and all of their families? Who's going to pay for them? They will. Higher property taxes. The hospitals will be inundated. The schools will be destroyed and decimated. Who's going to pay for it? They will. So a lot of these libs live in houses they bought in the 70s and 80s. They have no mortgage. They pay very low taxes because of the proposition that Prop 13. They're living on a reverse mortgage and Social Security. And they understand that even their reverse mortgage and Social Security payments have a limitation. And they can't stand Pelosi's pandering to the third world. They can't stand Feinstein. They can't stand Boxer. They can't stand the entire Democrat machine. You don't understand this. I do. I live here. The Hobby Lobby law does matter to you. We're going to talk about that. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours. I expect the recommendations before the end of the summer, and I intend to adopt those recommendations without further delay.
You should be arrested. You should be impeached. Do you understand what an executive action is? Do you understand that you cannot make law with an executive action? Do you understand when I say he is a rogue president, it's not simply a rhetorical statement? You know, this is like David and Goliath, what I do on this radio show. I am simply an American, the son of an immigrant, who followed all the rules my whole life, and I see a law-breaking administration unlike any I've ever seen in my life. It's not an imperial president. It's a rogue president. Look up the thesaurus. Rogue, rascal, knave, scamp, implying dishonesty, deception, mischief maker, villain, monstrosity. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We have a rogue president. Yes or no? Agree or disagree? Savage Nation, 855 400-7282.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content,
psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours.
Liar.
I expect the recommendations before the end of the summer.
Deceitful liar.
And I intend to adopt those recommendations without further
recommendations
delay.
Recommendations from who? The gangster at the Attorney General's office? What recommendations? From your stooges?
Got to work, flag or sleeve on me. Here come to
okay, stop the music. Stop the music. There's only so much anyone can take, including
so tired,
me. Can you stop the music, please? Turn it off. Turn it off. That's just shut the music off. Can't stop the music. You hear this? Robert, can you stop the music? That's all. Doesn't know how. Okay. We'll have to let the whole song play. Play the whole album. There's 10 songs on it. Play all of the songs. What do I care? Something wrong with my mic? I'm not coming through? Great. Terrific. What a wonderful show. Something wrong with my mic. Unbelievable to me. So I'm not on the air, in other words. You screwed up pretty good. Here we go. Now I'm broadcasting. You screwed up pretty good. Now there's no one there to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. We have a fill-in board operator. It's just unbelievable to me, the things I work with, the things I have to do, and the duress I'm under. And I have to listen to the president lie every day, and I have to get up here like David and Goliath, taking every risk known to mankind in a civilized society, mind you. We don't live in the Middle East. We live in a civilized society, and I'm putting myself at risk every day for this country. You can laugh all you want, but that's what I'm doing. We have a very dangerous gang, a rogue gang running America, running away with our freedoms. And I declared in the last hour, actually I declared it on Friday, I have the notes here before someone steals it, that no, he's not an imperial president. We don't have an imperial presidency. We have a rogue presidency. And today he just proved it again, that no matter what the Supreme Court says to him, 9-0, 5-4, he says, go to hell, I'll do it my own way. I have a pen and a piece of paper. So therefore, he's a rogue president. As I told you before, an imperial president who wanted to get legislation through Congress would have to work, A, with his own party, and B, with the opposing party, but most importantly, with the American people. He'd have to get the American people on his side. When you have 10 million Americans out of work and you're bringing in 30 million illegal aliens and you're putting them ahead of the line and you're giving them $2 billion, what the hell do you think the American people are going to say? Thank you for peeing on me? Do you think all of the out-of-work Americans want to see that money go to illegal alien children? And listen to the liar says it's good for our economy. Can anyone listening to this show tell me how two-year-olds who are going to be wards of the state are good for the economy? Can anyone tell me how illiterate mothers are good for the economy? What economy? This is no longer a laughing matter. And I'm going to ask you again, do you agree or disagree with me that he is a rogue president? Look up the word rogue. Look up in Roger's thesaurus, something you may remember from high school. Rogue. Not an imperial president, but a rogue president. Rogue. Rascal. Knave. Dishonesty. Deception. Mischief maker. Or more so, villain. Villain. He's like a villain. This is no longer a laughing matter. We have a villain in the White House, in my opinion. You know, I could be polite about it, keep saying I disagree. What good has that done? Tell me what it's done for all the politeness that Boehner has shown. Nothing. They laugh at them. You think that him and Valerie Jarrett and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse and the others who are pulling the strings on this nation and pulling us over the cliff, do you think they give a you-know-what about what Boehner mumbles with his ice cube glass in his hand as he stumbles out of the boardroom, out of the closet there? The congressional closet, he throws another gulp down. They're laughing at the Republicans, the weak old white men. That's all they're doing, they're laughing at them. Weak old white men. All of them can't wait to punch the clock and collect their pension. They can't wait to get out from the fire, from the heat. You think that Obama's stupid? You think Holder's stupid? You think they don't know they have them on the run? Of course they do. But the people still care.
The people still care, and we're the majority. We're being run by a rogue administration, yes or no? That's all I'm asking you. Is it a rogue administration? How can you support a president who says, I will use executive order to basically write the law? Do you understand an executive order doesn't give him the right to write a law? Do you understand the first semblance of what that means? An executive action does not permit the president to make law, only to enforce law. The only laws he can enforce about the border are enforce the border, put the Border Patrol back to throw them out of our country, put them on a bus and send them back to Guatemala and Honduras, send them back, put the army on the border, put the National Guard on the border, deport them all. Don't import them into the interior of America unless you have a use for them. What use might that be? Well, let's see. For several years now, many groups on the left said you cannot have voter ID laws. You're telling me these illiterate mothers are not going to go and vote come November? You're telling me that when they get such benefits, the minute they come over to America, they're not going to do what the ward leader tells them to do, as they've done in Chicago for over 100 years? Of course they're going to vote. And if anyone says a U.S. citizen, they'll tell them, you racist, me sue, ACLU. They'll give them six lines. Me immigrant, you racist, me sue, ACLU. That's all they got to know. That's all they got to know. Maybe the children can vote too, the two-year-old. Maybe the two-year-old can vote also. Maybe we'll be reduced to that of Afghanistan, where all we'll need is a purple dye on our thumb to vote. That's all. The purple dye is all we need to press it on the voting pad. We become basically like a third-world nation. No voter ID. Only Western nation that I know of. There are a few, by the way, who don't have voter ID laws, but they're not overrun by immigrants. Incidentally, by and large, that's true. If a nation's overrun by illegal aliens, you have voter ID laws to make sure that non-citizens are not skewing the election. Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, and everyone else in California on the Democrat left who've seized control and held it for the last 20 years. What do you think? They're loved by the people in this state? You think that the radical left in New York is loved by the people? You think people in Illinois love their elected officials? No, I know they don't. They hate them. They feel that they're living in a dictatorship. And the only reason that it's not a dictatorship is because the newspapers tell them that if they stand up to it, they're a racist. But it is a dictatorship, punctuated by, as I say, a little burst of freedom here and there called a vote. But if your vote's stolen from you, then you're living in a dictatorship 365 days a year. So they have good use for these illegal aliens, believe me. So again, I could reduce it to the Hobby Lobby question. He was rebuked again. The radical left was rebuked again with the Hobby Lobby law. It now opens up anyone in this country to opt out of not only Obamacare, but any law they want on a religious basis. Do you know that? Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something. This decision today, 5-4, by the Supreme Court, now permits you to opt out of any law you don't like based on religious beliefs, which is a good thing. Because the law says that employers with religiously grounded objections to the use of certain contraceptives extend to employers with religiously grounded objections to other things. For example, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you can say, I object to blood transfusions and reject them. Then you can opt out of that part of Obamacare. If you're a Scientologist, you can say, I'm not taking antidepressants. I want that removed from Obamacare. I'm not paying for that. If you are let's say, Orthodox Jew, Muslim, or Hindu, you can reject any medication derived from pigs or any part of a pig, including anesthesia, intravenous fluids, pills coated with gelatin. If you're a Christian Scientist, you can say, I'm not paying for Obamacare. I want out because of the vaccinations. So in other words, what the court just said today is we can now, we the people, could stand up to virtually any law and on the basis of our religion say no to it. He was rebuked last week 9-0 for overstepping his authority with the National Labor Relations Board. Now he's rebuked today 5-4 on Obamacare. And he comes out the same day, again with his arrogance, with his head up in the air, with that Mussolini-like jaw, and he says, oh, you know what, I'm gonna do a summer of executive action. Congress won't work, I'll do it. This is what he's saying. So is he a rogue president or not? Yes or no? I'm asking you a simple question. Let's start with a caller. I haven't taken one yet today. I haven't taken one. I'm so agitated by what's going on with Pelosi committing sedition at the border. I'm agitated. I can't wait to do the show because I don't know how else to live. What's the point of living if you're not going to stand up for what's right or wrong? What the heck is the point of living? We're just a blob of protoplasm with a pair of eyes waiting to die otherwise. Do you understand what I just said to you? Unless you stand up and act and believe in something and live for something, you're worthless. You're nothing. You're nothing but a blob of protoplasm waiting to die, waiting for the undertaker. That's why my show is a show about America's borders, language, and culture. You understand that we have a nation that's being subverted and stolen from within? Do you understand that? That it's the end of a long march of over 50 years of the long march of the communist left? Do you understand any of this? And do you understand we have only a few months left to motivate and organize the people to go out and throw the bums out come November? Because if we don't get rid of every Democrat and every left-leaning Republican come November, we are finished. We are finished. The nation will not survive. It cannot survive. You see, the foundation of the nation right now is built on a falsehood. There is no economy. We have a man who's never held a job in his life. He doesn't understand the first thing about job creation. There is no job creation. We have an economy propped up with printed money, fake money. It's not based on gold. Nixon took us off the gold standard. It's based on nothing. So he prints $3 trillion, throws it around, and he says everything is good again. And speculators run wild on Wall Street because Bill Clinton took away the Glass-Steagall Act. I wrote about that in Trickle-Up Poverty. I was the one who first wrote about the fact that Clinton took us off the Glass-Steagall Act in order to permit his gangster friends on Wall Street to rape us, financially rape us. Glass-Steagall was the death of America. I mean, removing Glass-Steagall. So is he a rogue president? Robert, my board, I can't see it, by the way. There's like, everything's wrong today. I'm functioning with half a crew. You talk about a rogue administration. I have a skeleton crew. I can't see my own callers because there's something blocking them. So I can't take any calls, and I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
The failure of House Republicans to pass a darn bill is bad for our security, it's bad for our economy. And it's bad for our future. It makes no sense. It's not on the level. It's just politics, plain and simple. Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own.
Liar.
Without Congress.
Liar. Without Congress. Not an imperial presidency, but a rogue presidency. Yes or no? You agree with me or don't you? He's a rogue president. He's stepping out of the ken of his office. An executive action does not permit a president to write law. It's not in the Constitution. It does not permit a president to write law at all. And yet he thinks it does. And no one has stopped him. Do you agree with me that he's a rogue president? No one's used the phrase before. I realize that. So you don't know what I'm talking about. In my opinion, he's a rogue president acting on his own. What does that mean, acting on my own? Without Congress. He's a rogue president. That's not an imperial president. He didn't say, I'll act with the Democrat Party. He said, I'll do it on my own. That's a rogue president. Okay, your calls. Jackie, WABC, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, there is no question that this man is a rogue president and a pathological liar. I mean, the Savage Nation has become Radio Free America. Like the old Radio Free Europe commercials, you are the key.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm a member of the old Soviet underground, and this is a Samizdat broadcast from the underground, because I don't hear this going on. All I hear is polite talk about a rogue president. How polite can you be when a guy is so out of control?
No, it's impossible. And anyone with...
I know a lot of people who are at a boiling point. People who work their whole lives fear that their country is being stolen from them by this administration. Stolen from them. And now the last straw, he says, these children that they're bringing in by the hundreds of thousands are coming here because it's going to help our economy and our security, when we know it's a complete lie. The Border Patrol says that many of them are diseased. The Border Patrol says many drug dealers and smugglers are coming in with the children. Border Patrol says Chinese teens are being smuggled in for slave labor. Border Patrol says drugs are coming in with them, and we're supposed to listen to this rubbish?
No. There's no question we're going to have epidemics. They're bringing in all kinds of diseases, parasites, and God knows what else.
Well, all I can do is give you one man's opinion. He's the constitutional lawyer in the Oval Office. He would disagree. He thinks he has the right to rewrite the Constitution because he went to law school. What do you think? 855-407-2822. It's time for the calls right now. Then you had Pelosi, who should be impeached for going down there and says we're saying it's a community with a border running through it. She abrogated her job as a member of Congress. She abrogated her job. She took the side of lawbreakers, not lawmakers. She should be impeached. She's out of control. She flies back from the border after giving that preposterous, seditious speech and jumps on a float in the LGBT parade here in San Francisco and rides around like a lunatic. And she thinks everybody likes her? She thinks most of the people in the state of California agree with her? Miss Pelosi, I disagree with you. I would say that most Democrats don't like what you're doing. I'd say most Democrats are sick and tired of your imperiousness. Most Democrats would like to throw you out of office along with Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. They can't understand how for 30 years you can run amok like this without any competition. It's not because they love your policies. That's right. That's what's going on. We have no representation in this country. None. Where's our representation? It seems our last hope is in the Supreme Court. 5-4 today. 5-4. A real squeaker. Last week it was 9-0. 9-0, and Obama the next day goes on the air and says, you know what, I'll do what I want anyway. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. Today he comes back and says, I'll act on my own again. WABC, Art, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
It's Staten Island. I'm a big fan. You've campaigned. We got the message. Now we need the plan. You are our leader. And quite frankly...
What leader? I'm only a talk show host sitting in a studio in San Francisco. I'm not a leader. I'm a commentator. I'm one American whose heart is broken by this illegitimate gang that's raping our country. I'm sorry for being so rude. I'm sorry. I have no politeness left in me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
By the way, for the most part, this is not a situation where these children are slipping through. They're being apprehended. But the problem is that our system is so broken, so unclear.
See the liar? They didn't slip through. You brought them in. You planned it with Cecilia Munoz of La Raza. We know this for a fact. It's a fact, in my opinion. How do I know it? Because papers came out that there was an RFP put out in January by HHS for clothing, for housing, for food, for these border jumpers. They were going to bring them in. It's all a conspiracy. The Obama administration figured, you know, it will flood America with 200,000 children, and then it'll be a fait accompli. There'll be nothing that the right wing can do about it. Oh, nothing? There's nothing anyone could do about it? Is that the country you want to live in? Where a rogue madman can do anything he wants? What do you want to wake up tomorrow and hear they seized your property, took your guns, dissolved heterosexual marriage? I mean, I'm making things up, okay? Reducto ad absurdum. It's a technique. What is it that he has to do till you wake up to understand that his acts are illegal? He does not have the authority to write law. Presidents cannot write law. Executive actions cannot be law. They can't be new law, rather. Excuse me. But what power do we have? Look at Israel. Three teenagers, little boys, were in a yeshiva, religious boys, were kidnapped by your Palestinian friends. They were tortured, butchered, hidden under rocks, thrown in the West Bank, and they were found dead. Israel has the most powerful military in the Middle East. What has it done? Nothing. Nothing. There's no Golda Meir. There's no Golda Meir. They have no guts. Their guts are gone. They're worn out. They have no leadership. None. The whole Western world is filled with old men slinging bags of dog waste. The whole Western world, old white men walking around with bags of dog waste. Meanwhile, opposing them are armies of hateful monsters slinging Kalashnikovs. Tell me who's going to win that game. Everything is in balance right now. You guys can churn, it can change overnight. The whole world can change underneath your feet overnight. You say, ah, it's not a big deal. It's a nation of 300 million. What's a couple of 30 million illegal aliens? Oh, that's it, huh? How about all their relatives? How could Obama get away with saying they come, that it's good for our economy and security? How is it possible to even say a thing like that? By destroying our security, he increases our security? By bankrupting us even further, by demanding $2 billion for the children today, it's good for our economy? Well, maybe it's good for his friends who are the contractors who will provide services for these children from Honduras and Guatemala. But they are being apprehended. They could be turned right around. They could be given a medical check, a sandwich, and a bus ride right back through Mexico to their home. Why are you bringing them into Massachusetts, Minneapolis? Why? Why are you bringing them in? What purpose do you have for them? You and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. Who figured this one out? Was it Valerie Jarrett? Was it Cecilia Munoz? Was it David Axelrod? Which one of your cohorts figured out that you could get away with violating the law so overtly and then say it's in the nature of law that you're doing it? Who figured this one out for you? I don't know. I don't know who did that. That's why I say it's a rogue president. So I can ask you whether you believe it or not, or whether you agree with me or not, and I've done it. Today he got slammed again on the Hobby Lobby law, 5-4, which goes way beyond abortion and paying for it. It means anyone can opt out of anything that they don't like, using religion as a pretext, and I like that. That means you can get out of any law that they pass, saying it's not your religious belief. Yeah, it's true. The gates are now open to any exemption from any law that the federal government slams down your throat. It's actually a good thing. KSFO Janet, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, Doctor. This has moved more from a political issue for me to a humanitarian issue. I think when you leave your borders open and welcome people to come over, the blood of the ones that die are on your hands.
What do you mean a humanitarian issue? You're buying the left-wing argument that it's a humanitarian issue. That's their rhetoric. That's not true. They're the ones who ushered them in. What do you mean humanitarian issue? You think the children walk through Mexico on their own?
No, honey. I may not be articulating it correctly. I think we need to move away that it's political. When I say humanitarian, we have to look at it that way, that it is not humane. It is inhumane.
But wait a minute. Who encouraged the children to come here with their uneducated mothers, illiterate mothers, dependent children? Who brought them in? Who encouraged them to come here?
This disgraceful president and his party and everyone looking for grift.
All right, so what you're saying is the rogue president caused the humanitarian crisis.
Absolutely.
All right, well, there's a solution to a humanitarian crisis. In Italy, when the Africans come over from Africa to Sicily, they give them a sandwich, they give them a raincoat, and they put them back on a naval ship right back to Africa. Because Sicily can't afford to take care of millions of Africans.
This is what we should be demanding as a country, to send them all back.
Send them back. Send them back. Send them back. Send them back. How about 100,000 people at the border chanting, send them back? What, are they afraid to be called racist? You're so intimidated by everything this guy does, the charlatan and his left-wing magicians, the Merlins around him. The Merlins think they have the magic solution to everything. 100,000 Americans chanting, send them back, would be the greatest tonic this country has ever had. The greatest tonic the country ever had. 100,000? You don't even need 100,000. You need 1,000 people chanting, send them back. 855-407-2822. What number shall I take? WMAL in Washington. Steve, thanks for listening to the Savage Program. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Michael, he is a rogue president. And it's tragic that most Americans truly don't know the difference between an executive order from the White House and a regulation promulgated through the White House and a statute passed by Congress. But, Michael, the bigger reason I'm calling is to encourage you to do exactly what you keep doing. Buddy, you're awesome. I think you're one of the most important voices in America today, and my friends and I are 100% behind you. You're obviously a highly intelligent man, and I'm grateful that you have the forum you do.
But let me Steve, how long will I have this forum? How long do you think I'll have this forum? I've had it for 20 years. How much longer do you think I'll have it?
I don't think it's going to be more than a year. I'm that concerned about it.
Well, I won't go into details. I have a book coming out. You better make a note of it now, because I don't even know if I'll still be on the air when it comes out in October. It's called Stop the Coming Civil War. The book's going to the printer in a week or two. I think it's the most important book I've ever written, probably the most important book of the year, maybe the most important book of our time. Yes, I'll go so far as to say it. I will get zero publicity. Blondie will not have me on Fox News. She'd rather have a terrorist to cut someone's heads off than Michael Savage. That's okay. I don't care. Blondie can have someone who does nail polish on her show. I wouldn't care one way or the other. It's up to you to remember what I'm saying to you. I am like David versus Goliath. It's one man all alone. I'm crying out into the wilderness. I'm trying to educate America. I'm trying to tell you that this is a rogue presidency. He has no right to do what he's doing. He cannot write law. Do you understand the difference between an executive action and law? He doesn't write law. He's making that up out of whole cloth. And that caller just said it all. He said, yeah, they don't know the difference between laws written by Congress and an executive action. They've been so hoodwinked, they don't know the difference, nor do they care about the difference. What with the drugs, sex, and rock and roll? How can you be a champion for America's borders, language, and culture? I don't know. It's in my nature at this point. Where does it come from at this point in my life, this age, when I don't have to do this anymore? Why do I do it every day? What motivates me to get up every day and continue to do this? To fight through all of the doubts and fears that I have about this gang? If they'll wipe out a nation, what power does one man have? If they're willing to destroy a nation, what power does one man have? Do you understand what I'm saying? You think this doesn't enter my mind? You think I'm a fool? You think I am a fool? You think I don't know who they are? You think I don't know how dangerous they are? What they have done and what they will do? Make no mistake about it. I know the danger we're all in, anyone who stands up to this monster and this monstrosity of an administration. I understand it. But, you know, I met a friend of mine over the weekend. He's in the, I won't even mention his name for his safety. But he writes a conservative, he has a conservative website, a very good one at that. I would mention it, but I don't want to get him in trouble. And we talked about the danger we're all in, those of us who are in the resistance movement against this rogue regime. And he said to me, he's a man a little younger than I am, but we're both close to the same age. He said to me, what's the point of living? He said, what will we put on the earth for? To just exist or to have a meaning? He said, we have to resist this regime because there'll be nothing left if we don't. And so there are a few voices left in the wilderness, and only a few at that. You think Bill Maher is a voice of protest, that establishment goon, that puppet? You think that Colbert and that other one, that loser on television who reads lines written for him? I don't read a script like he does, whatever his name, John Stewart, another establishment bootlicker. The drug addicts listen to him. The potheads think he's funny and he's wild and he's cool and he's way out there. He isn't. He is the problem. Bill Maher is the problem. They're not wild and cool. They are a voice of the rogue administration. Do you understand that? Ask yourself why every day you read about those idiots saying the things they do. Because they're a voice of the administration. Anyone who stands up to the administration is castigated in ways you can't even imagine. You can't even understand what it's like to live the way I do. You don't understand it. You don't know the isolation. You don't know the rejection. You don't know anything of what I live. I am not accepted by the conservative movement because they're part of the establishment. They're part of the Republican talking points establishment. When have you last heard a Republican talk as forcefully and as bold as I have spoken today? Never. They're still playing tiddlywinks while the opposition is playing for keeps. They're playing checkers. The opposition is playing quadruple electronic chess running all over them. Oh, yeah, they write an article here and there. Then they go to dinner with them after the show. They get in the Lincoln Town Car and go to dinner together, the Navigator. They all have a fake argument on a television show, and then afterwards they go to Roots Chris Steakhouse. And it's all a big joke to them. Nothing means nothing to them. But I am an immigrant son. It means a lot to me. I'm an immigrant son. I believe in America. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in borders. I believe in language. I believe in culture. And I am sick and tired of seeing illegitimate, illegal aliens running all over my country and running all over Congress and rioting and screaming for what they want. Why don't we riot? Why don't we go to a Durbin's office and tell him what we think of him? It would only take small groups of 50 people at any time to start screaming at any congressman or senator, wherever they may go. Groups of 50, that's all it would take. You'd get your way, I can guarantee you. I didn't say hurt anybody. That's the last thing you want to do. If they let illegal aliens break into Congress and start screaming and spewing hatred, demanding amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, why don't you let Durbin know, Feinstein know, Boxer know, Pelosi know? You know, someone tried this from, it was from InfoWars over the weekend. Oh, we have a wonderful soundbite. One of their reporters tried to talk to Ms. Pelosi, the imperious. They wouldn't let her near, they wouldn't let him near her. They said he wasn't a designated journalist. Do we have that soundbite? I do. I know we do. He went up to her, and it's Joe Biggs from Prison Planet in clip number two. Listen to this.
And here we are. That's the question I asked. I didn't get much of a response. Kind of put her head down and rushed out of here in her convoy. But it's kind of funny the spot she picked. If you look, we got the swing set. There's a school in the background because, like she said during the conference, that it's all about the children. This humanitarian crisis is all about the children. But when I spoke to the vice president of the Border Patrol unit 2 days ago, he said that the cartels were using these children as a beard. And what was happening was we're pulling these Border Patrol agents off our borders and allowing these other immigrants across our borders, such as like the Chinese. He said there was Pakistani. So right now we're leaving our borders open for drug smuggling and terrorists to come in. And that's a huge national security threat. They don't talk about that. They just talk about trying to win the hearts and minds of the American people with these kids. And they never want to cut through to the real issue, which is our national security and our borders being wide open.
Unbelievable. So there's a real reporter as opposed to the stooges on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC. The stooges, the establishment stooges. This guy works for Prison Planet, InfoWars. And he tried to talk to Pelosi. They wouldn't let him near her because he's not a legitimate reporter, so-called. Only those members of the Politburo, the members of the Politburo who select the reporters are allowed in there. Anyone who asks a real question isn't allowed. Listen what he just said to you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. So Senator Durbin perverts the language and says the president will, quote, borrow the power that is needed to solve the problems of immigration. Obama lies and twists the language, calls it a humanitarian crisis, which they created. Do you understand when you abuse language like this, you have entered into a new world, a world we've never seen before? Just as since 9/11, the unwillingness of the administration, any administration, to identify the true nature of radical Islam, and the fact that all the Islamists are grounded in traditional Islamic theology has hampered our soldiers from doing their jobs. That was under Bush as well as Obama. Anyone who says that they're fighting jihad, meaning fighting against those who would destroy us, are called racists. You have to flatter Islam in order to prevent Muslim terrorism. So we're living upside down now. National Terrorism Center in 08 under Obama said, never use the term jihadist or mujahideen to describe terrorists. Never? CIA Chief John Brennan asserted that jihad is a holy struggle, a legitimate tenet of Islam? He should know better. How come Muslim Army Major Nidal Hassan, who murdered 13 military personnel and wounded 58, has not yet been executed? Why is it still called workplace violence by our destroyed military, rather than an act of terror? Tell me, he was a soldier of Allah, according to everything he signed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a rogue presidency, and only the Democrats can save us from him. The Republicans are useless.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The failure of House Republicans to pass a darn bill is bad for our security, it's bad for our economy, and it's bad for our future. It makes no sense. It's not on the level. It's just politics, plain and simple. Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own.
On my
own? Without Congress.
Without Congress.
Not an imperial presidency, but a rogue presidency.
What is an executive order? What is an executive action? It's not what Obama says it is. He's not permitted to make laws, issuing executive orders, as he is doing. He is doing it simply to bypass Congress. That is illegal. It's unconstitutional. He is violating the Constitution, and he knows it because he's a constitutional professor. At least he studied constitutional law. Let's put it that way. And yet, he says it, and he thinks that that makes it law. Why don't you research what an executive action is? And you'll find that he doesn't have the power to do what he's saying he's doing. And he can be impeached for doing it. I mean, for 2 hours, I've been saying to you he's not an imperial president. Because an imperial president would work within the parameters of the presidency, let's say in an imperious way. While a rogue president acts not even in an imperious way, but beyond that, he acts in a rogue manner, as though he is God Almighty and a law unto himself. He does not have that authority. He does not have that power. He has gotten this far because there is no opposition press to speak of, and there's no opposition party to speak of. Of course there are voices that oppose what he's doing because we're all outraged. We're all outraged by what he's doing. But there's no real opposition in Congress, which is the only place that matters, or in the press, where it wouldn't matter if we had a press. But we don't. We have Pravda. And then we have the puppets of Pravda, like Bill Maher, Colbert. The ones you always hear about as though they're wild and crazy, far-out guys. They're not. They got where they are by being mouthpieces of the power structure. Bill Maher is not wild and free and crazy. He is a mouthpiece of the administration. Whatever that one is. I always forget his name. John Stewart, another mouthpiece of the administration. They're not wild and free comics saying outrageous things against the power structure. They're not standing up to power. They're not showing, any heroism here. They're stooges of the power structure. So what are we the people to do? We're going to sit here and listen to this guy lie? Senator Turbin Durbin had the nerve to say that Obama will borrow the power that is needed to solve the problems of immigration? Can you believe such a phrase from a man who called our troops Nazis and fascists while they were doing their jobs in Iraq? The few boys that were willing to stand up and be counted and go into the military, who actually shot those throwbacks in a shootout, he called them Nazis and fascists. This is no man to lecture us about anything, Turbin Durbin. And yet he has the nerve to tell us now that the president will borrow the power. What does he mean by borrow the power? You ever hear of such a phrase? They're perverting language. So look, I've laid it out for you. I've told you what I think. I'm only a talk show host. I have no power, no authority whatsoever. It's truth to power. That's all I can offer. You know I'm right. You know that every word I just said to you is truthful. You know it's truth to power. I have no power whatsoever. I am not represented by any party whatsoever. I have no media outlet whatsoever other than this show. So in other words, I'm very much like you, the voiceless. You never see me on any television show, do you? You never hear about me. You never read about me, do you? The others all have each other as part of their little cartels. They promote each other. Good for them. Glad for them. But did you ever ask why I'm not heard from? Why I'm not mentioned, even though the show is so big and powerful? Drive time on the biggest stations in the country, and I don't exist? An unknown Schmendrick talk show host from Nowhereville? Blondie will have the Schmendrick on her show? Why? Because the Schmendrick goes along with the program that Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes wants on Fox News. When have you last heard Fox News take a strong stance against illegal immigration? Answer, never. Not for years, because the fix is in.
The fix is in. They're all in favor of illegal immigration on Fox News. You notice they don't take it on? Have you noticed that or not? Raise your hand if you noticed that. When have they last mentioned the word Islamofascism on Fox News? Raise your hand if you say never. When have they last defined the enemies of our way of life? The answer is never. Doesn't mean they don't do a good job otherwise. They do. They do. But they don't take the hard positions which need to be taken to save us. So, as I said to you, you know, I do it every day, and I don't know why I do it anymore. Honestly, I don't know why I do it. I feel that there's no one behind these beliefs that I have. I know there are millions who believe what I believe. I know that from the audience, and I know it from the books that sell. But I wonder where the heart and soul of America has gone. Where is it? Why is it never heard? I don't understand it. Where is it? Where is America? I went to find America. I got up and it was gone. Someone turned the lights off. Okay, Bobby, on the Savage Nation, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Bobby?
Yes, Doc. I'll tell you, thank God we got your voice. You asked a minute ago, why do you get up in the morning and do what you do? You do it because it's the right thing to do. That's all.
Okay, I'll take it for that. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. You want me to define the 2014 State of the Union? It's executive orders. That's right. The rogue president lurking behind the flag. The rogue president lurking behind the stars and stripes is how you define the State of the Union. Executive orders. How is that possible? How can you tolerate this? How is there no outcry for an impeachment order? How? How can the president write laws when he doesn't have the power to do it? The executive branch cannot make law. Did you know that? You're living in a country that has a definition of itself. Just because a rogue man came along and tried to change the definition of his own office and of the nation, we have to accept it? And he brings in hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of illegal aliens and lies to our face and says it's a humanitarian crisis? Don't you understand that these so-called illiterate mothers and children could never get through Mexico unless they were being ushered through? Mexico's a very dangerous place. They arrested one of our Marines. They can't even get him out of jail. Can't even get him out of jail. No one can walk through Mexico. Mexican government's complicit in this. Why? How did it happen? Because it was carefully orchestrated with those in the Obama administration who figured, here's what we'll do. We'll flood the country with a couple hundred thousand children and women. Nancy Pelosi will go down there and call it a humanitarian crisis and talk about the divinity of these people. She'll cry. She'll play, you know, all of the right notes about how we must have compassion for the children while there's 10 million Americans out of work, while there's poor blacks and poor whites in this country who need the money first. And the idiots will buy it. And then we'll say, well, we have to accept them as citizens because they're here already. It'll be a fait accompli. So, it's lawlessness. It's all lawlessness. They broke the law again. They didn't just come here. The government's apprehending them, and they could ship them right back. Give them a sandwich, give them a medical checkup, give them a blanket, and send them home. We can't afford them. The lifeboat's full. We have high unemployment. There are a lot of people clamoring for jobs. There's a limited amount of social services. We can't afford. Hospitals can't take in more diseased people. Can't even take healthy people in anymore. This is a rogue administration. It's completely out of control. James on KSFO, welcome to the program. What do you think? Am I off the track here by calling him a rogue president?
Michael, no, you know, you have more wisdom than most guys. Listen, I've been listening to you since the Paul Revere Society. Let me throw a couple of theories out here, okay? First of all, I think because of you said that the unemployed, they're not going to complain because they're already subsidized. So they're not looking for jobs. You see, they may be looking, they don't think they're ever going to lose their subsidy under these guys. The other thing I really wanted to talk to you about is we have gotten to this point because of the NSA surveillances. I don't know what the NSA had on John Roberts, but he was a conservative and yet he gave us Obamacare. Right?
Yes.
Out and out,
yes.
Socialized medicine.
Yes.
You keep saying what you'd like to know why Mitt Romney threw the second two debates. Well,
yes.
Maybe if we knew what the NSA had on Mitt Romney, that might answer your question. Scott Brown, complete turnaround. All these all these people, we think, well, they're not speaking out because political correctness, so they've lost their free speech. I don't think it's that. I think this.
No, I don't either. I think they've been blackmailed. Absolutely. I've felt that from the beginning. This is how people were intimidated by criminals in the past, was through blackmail.
And we've lost our press, but in the past, the press were guys that made average salaries. Today, the people in the press or on TV, they're millionaires, multimillionaires. So they're not going to give that away just for the common man. So we don't have...
James, I understand what's going on. I see things as they are, and it's very difficult to see things as they are without going crazy from it. Because there's no place for me to go with my vision.
One positive thing, the Democrats are also voting against a lot of stuff now. They are. They're turning around.
Yes, they have to turn on the rogue president. They're the only ones. See, for their own survival as an entity, they must turn on the rogue president. Because even the average liberal Democrat knows he's a rogue president. They know he's a power madman out of control. And by the way, most liberal Democrats do not want millions of illegal aliens granted citizenship because they know that their own survival in terms of economics will not permit that. Do you think the average homeowner in the San Francisco Bay Area, liberal that they may be, who's living on very low taxes, Prop 13, do you think they want to see their taxes raised to pay for the health care and medical care of illegal aliens? I know they don't. They don't want them brought in truckloads to their community. Every time they try to put Section 8 housing in their backyard, the liberals scream like stuck pigs. So it is the Democrats themselves, the wise elders of the party, who have to step in and stop this, the executive actions. They will lose come November. They will lose by the largest margin ever seen in American history if this keeps up. The people will throw them all out. As much as they hate the Republicans, they fear what the Democrats have done to this country. I predict a total reversal of power. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Today, I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress. If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours. I expect the recommendations before the end of the summer, and I intend to adopt those recommendations without further delay.
Okay, he's a rogue president. He's acting without the law. Until 1952, by the way, there were no guidelines outlining what a president could or could not do through an executive order. But I want you to hear something that is probably the most important thing you're going to hear today. There was a case of an executive order from President Harry Truman placing all steel mills in the country under federal control. It was challenged. Supreme Court ruled in Youngstown Sheeton 2 versus Sawyer that this executive order from Harry Truman placing all the steel mills in the country under federal control was invalid because it attempted to make law rather than clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. And since then, most presidents, except our rogue president, have been careful to cite which specific laws they're acting under when issuing new executive orders. But this rogue president is making law rather than, let us say, acting on existing law to make them, let's say, enact existing law. He's going beyond the law. In other words, he's lawless. In other words, he's a rogue president. And what he's doing is invalid. He cannot write immigration law. We have existing law. He violated the law by ushering these so-called refugees into this country. It was plotted and planned, and I've tried to prove it to you. There was an RFP put out in January by HHS asking for clothing and food and shelter for these people. They plotted this whole thing. You want to start an investigation? See how many hard drives wind up in the trash can. Why don't you demand all of the emails right now from the executive office and HHS on this, quote, humanitarian crisis? Why don't you get the emails from Nancy Pelosi's office? before the hard drive disappears in San Francisco Bay. You will find out, in my estimation, that this was carefully orchestrated. It's a smooth operation. They're making law. They're not interpreting law. They're making law. They're writing law. They're violating the law. They're violating the Constitution. And they can be stopped, as they were today in the 5-4 case of the Hobby Lobby case. They're being stopped in their tracks almost every day now. Last week it was 9-0 in the NLRB appointments. He was slammed to the mat. The next day he came out in an arrogant manner and said, I don't care what anyone says, I'll do what I want by executive order. Today he comes out and says, I don't care what anyone says, I'll do executive order. I'm going to get policies written by Eric Holder and the stooge at Homeland Security, whoever. No one even knows who he is. No one ever heard of him. How could you put a man in charge of Homeland Security who no one ever heard of? We don't know who he is. So they're going to make up a law now and give it to him and say, well, I got this from the Justice Department, therefore I'm going to make it law. You can't do that. So who's going to stop him? I'm appealing only to the elders of the Democrat Party, if there are any. I don't know who they would be. It can't be Schumer. It can't be Turbin Durbin. It can't be Feinstein. Who is the elder of the Democrat Party? Nancy Pelosi? Who are the elders of the party who understand that their party is going to be destroyed come November? That you're not going to have these children from Honduras vote. You're not going to have their illiterate mothers vote. It's not happening. No one's going to let that happen. Because we're going to have maybe we should have poll workers of our own outside every poll with video cameras. And when the buses arrive with the illegal aliens, we videotape it. And if they try to steal elections, we sue them. Maybe that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to organize 10,000 video cameras outside polling booths in America and see if they try to bus in these women from Honduras to try to steal the election once again. Maybe that's a good idea. How about a day of action around the polling time? How about a day of action at 10,000 booths across the country? All it takes is an iPhone. That's all it takes. One man's opinion. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Savage with The Early Show. That's right, a new Michael Savage. A quieter, milder Michael Savage. A quieter Michael Savage. Not quite Dr. Unsavage, but a quieter Michael Savage playing Leroy Anderson's The Syncopated Clock. See, when I was a little boy, I would sit and watch The Early Show, The Late Show. I'd listen to the news. There was old Walter Cronkite, Uncle Walter. I thought he was a nice man, and I thought he was telling me what was really going on in the world. It was only years later that I realized he was a crackpot and a left-wing operative. I had no idea he was feeding me communist BS from the morning in the evening news. Everything was distorted, like Uncle Joe Stalin, Walter Cronkite House. You know, Obama's such a liar that he doesn't even understand that everyone knows he's a liar. Did you hear what I just said to you? I know I'm going to talk about the court says some firms may refuse to offer birth control. That's a huge, gigantic victory for the First Amendment and for freedom. For all religiously abiding individuals and for all those who despise the yoke that Obama has put around our necks, the Supreme Court ruling has opened the door to rejecting Obamacare and many other of his power grabs, by the way. Justice Ginsburg's blistering Hobby Lobby dissent, companies can now opt out of any law. She's 100% right. You see, one thing you gotta understand, Justice Ginsburg was never qualified to be on the Supreme Court, ever. She was the lawyer for the ACLU, the chief attorney for the Anti-Christian Liberty Union. And yet she was put on the Supreme Court. So everything she has done since, in my opinion, is illegitimate. Okay, that's one man's opinion. It would be as though we had a radical right-wing president who put someone from the Ku Klux Klan on the Supreme Court who'd been there for 20 years writing racist laws. It's the exact opposite of that, which means it's exactly the same thing. So now she's complaining that the Hobby Lobby dissent means a company can now opt out of any law. She's right. The gates are now open to any exemption from Obamacare based on religious belief. That's one topic. There are many others. On behalf of all Americans, Obama hailed Ramadan. That's right, he hailed Ramadan while ISIS is cutting off heads and creating a new caliphate in the Middle East, which includes Europe on their map. he's extending his best wishes to Muslim communities here in the United States and around the world in the beginning of the blessed month of Ramadan. This is while churches are being blown up, people are being assassinated, and their heads cut off. Our president concludes his Ramadan salute by saying, "It will be another opportunity for me to convey America's appreciation for the contributions of Muslim Americans to our country." I think he once said they founded America. I think that he once said that the Muslims founded America. "And to wish Muslims around the world a month blessed with the joys of family, community, peace and understanding." And then he concluded with Ramadan Kareem. He had nothing to say about the Christians being beheaded and their churches burned and looted in the Middle East. "Canada pulls plug on Keystone Pipeline, will send oil to Asia." Now, this is a huge story because even the unions, the Democrat-controlled unions, understood that this meant major, major league jobs. 20,000 construction jobs. Pipeline would have brought oil from Canada and North Dakota to refineries in the U.S. It would have extended from Alberta, Canada, to Illinois, transporting approximately 400,000 barrels of crude per day. The cost of building it would have been $1.7 billion. But our radical, leftist, out-of-touch, lunatic president rejected the plan of the Keystone Pipeline in 2011 and again in 2014. And the ridiculously out-of-touch Democrat Party, which is now held hostage by the radical green movement, suddenly said, "No, we're not going to build the Keystone XL pipeline," even though it made perfect sense. And the reason he didn't, you know, it's not as simple as environmentalism. I have a deep fear that he's owned by Saudi Arabia. I have a deep, deep fear. We know that Saudi Arabia didn't want the Keystone XL pipeline. Neither did any of the other hateful oil-producing nations. Christian-hating oil-producing nations certainly want to continue to hold on to their monopoly. And so they maybe they put Congress in power. I don't know. Maybe they keep some of these radical congressmen in power and senators. I don't know. So finally Canada got fed up, and they pulled the plug on Keystone and they're going to send the oil to Asia. Can you believe this? They said Obama's inability to make a decision on Keystone has finally yielded a result. Canada has made the decision for him. Now, I want you to listen to Obama whining over the weekend with his big lie that no one will work with him. Listen to him again.
"They don't do anything except block me.
Block me.
And call me names. And it can't be that much fun."
All right. Did you hear what he just said? They do nothing but block me? They've been begging him to pass the Keystone XL pipeline. He blocks everything that makes sense for business and freedom. What do you mean they block him? Who is to blame? Who is to blame for the failure of the Keystone XL pipeline? Obama, the environmentalist, or the Republican Party for not articulating this properly? Obama had the biggest loss of his entire life, let alone career. Man's never been told no. That's why he's so out of control and so arrogant. Another guy would say, "You know what? Okay, let's get together here. Let's come together. I want to work with Congress. I want to work with the Republicans. Let's see if we can figure out the problem." No! He doubles down now because he's never been told no. So he gives a speech attacking again, and he said, "You're not going to stop me from doing what I want to do because it's gridlock, and I have a right to work around it." Listen to clip four now. Listen. Go ahead.
"But sometimes the news that's coming off is just, these are Washington fights.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
fabricated issues.
Sure. All made up.
Scandals.
Yeah,
that are generated.
Right.
It's all geared towards the next election or ginning up a base."
All right, in other words, he's saying what he's doing. Everything he does is phony, and everything he does is geared toward the next election. Everything he does is to gin up the base of LGBT and illegal immigrants and government workers. So he now doubles down on his arrogance, and he says that no matter what the Supreme Court didn't even mention them, like they didn't exist. And then he mocks House Speaker John Boehner, makes a mockery of him, and he says the big lie again. Who told us this? If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. You learned this by now, didn't you, from the Savage Nation? Yeah, the propaganda minister, the Third Reich. He said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. So Obama says, "I'm not going to let gridlock and inaction and willful indifference and greed threaten the hard work of families like yours. We can't afford to wait for Congress right now. That's where I'm going ahead of moving without them." You hear this? Yay! Fascism! Go fascism! Yay, fascism! Yay, hardworking fascists! So he rattles off a series of executive orders, increasing the minimum wage for federal contractors, cap on student loan payments, and others. And he keeps going on saying he's doing it for the good of the people. And he says, now Republicans are mad at me for taking these actions. And on and on and on, and the dumb people in the crowd laugh. The stooges. The shills, we used to call them at Coney Island. The shills. Shills. They get the shills in the crowd. I never knew what a shill was. I went to Coney Island with my father to the... I told you we had a customer who was in the freak show. Don't take it wrong. I grew up in a different age. He called himself a freak. He made good money, too. Half man, half woman. And he bought, you know, merchandise from my father. But he would come out with the one breast and the half a mustache. He did, this guy. He was a customer. And in order to get the crowd, like, moving along, they had what were known, and my father would say there were shills in the crowd. I said, what's a shill? He said, well, just clap when I do. So the freak would say something. We go, my father said, clap now. So what's a shill? He said, you're a shill now. That's a shill. Those are people in the crowd who use the sparks, like spark the crowd, the idiot in the crowd, right? So he draws laughter from the morons in the crowd, the stooges that they put in there, by mocking the Republicans. Now, what's interesting to me about this is that the AP article, which is normally, of course, very poorly written, a product of the lowercase education that you get in journalism schools, it ends in an interesting way. It says, Boehner's threat to drag the president to court has some serious hurdles to clear before it can be successful, but in a courtroom, the audience likely won't be as forgiving as Friday's crowd in Minneapolis. That's a good sentence. The audience in the courtroom likely won't be as forgiving as Friday's crowd in Minneapolis. I thought that was very good. Now I read the comments on the article. That's what I like, is the comments. And it says, you know, in the history books, you always look back and wonder, how could the people have been so dumb? Didn't they see how badly it would end? He said, well, we're beginning to see the end of the USA as we know it. Panem a circenses. That's bread in the circuses. As long as the government promises food, blah, blah, blah. Another person says, it has finally come to this. The Supreme Court has declared that Obama did overstep his authority, and yet he still snubs his arrogant nose and declares that he will continue. He has been given so much power by the media and the very nerve of them to actually laugh at his comments, blah, blah, blah. See, the people who write these things are not all idiots. In fact, I would call them the intelligentsia. There are many people who write these blogs, comments, who are very intelligent. They actually study these things. And they're the equivalent of the underground in the Soviet, in the ex-Soviet Union. Intelligentsia. You know what the intelligentsia is? There was an entity in the Soviet Union. It's a social class of people engaged in complex mental labor aimed at disseminating culture. That's the intelligentsia. So I would be a member of the intelligentsia. Bloggers who write intelligent things are members of the intelligentsia. We actually study these things. We are a social class of people engaged in complex mental labor aimed at disseminating culture. Now, that would include school teachers, artists, the non-political, non-stoned artists, who are actually deeply involved in the development of modern society. And the fact of the matter is, the intelligentsia can be both positive and negative. The term as itself was borrowed from Hegel in the 1840s. And it described the educated professional classes, patriotic bourgeoisie, so to speak, blah, blah, blah. But really, it's associated mainly with in Russia. And it was used as an elitist statement in those days to distance themselves from the masses. And that's, they call themselves the intelligentsia. So you can look at it in a negative way and say that anyone who says they're a member of the intelligentsia is really saying they're better than the average person. I didn't say that exactly, but I am saying it kind of, because the average person is a dunce. The average person wants a pickup truck and a can of beer in his hand. He wants to have sex, and that's about all he wants in a sporting, like a sports game. That's it. They don't know what's going on, so they need us to tell them what's going on. We are the backbone of the nation. The American intelligentsia is the backbone of the modern American nation. We have to educate the people in order to save the Republic of America, in order to preserve the English language, in order to preserve the patriotism of the country. It's fallen upon us. I didn't say that we're messianic in our duties. I don't have a messianic complex anymore. I did when I was young. But it's not as repulsive as you may think. We're not Bolsheviks. We're the opposite of Bolsheviks. And so, therefore, I've taken you on a little ride here. You have to understand that it's very difficult what we do here on talk radio. We have to tell you what's going on, and we study it more than you do. That's our job, is to study what the president, what the Congress is doing, put it in historical context, bring it to you in a palatable format, try to educate you as to what is going on step by step, day by day, deconstruct the lies, try to get some semblance of reality and truth out to you. In that sense, we have a very challenging job and a very dangerous job. It's a very difficult job. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I don't know how much more time he thinks he needs, but I hope that Speaker Boehner will speak up today, and if he does not, the president will borrow the power that is needed to solve the problems of immigration, and he shouldn't be sued as a result.
Did you hear what Turbin just said? Did you hear how outrageous they are becoming? He just said President Obama will borrow the power needed to do what he wants on immigration. Have you ever heard of anything like this in the history of the United States of America? No, because it's never been done before. You've seen a coup occur right in front of your eyes, and you all know it. Anyone with more than 100 IQ understands we've had a coup in the United States of America by the radical left. Now they're naked about it. Now the big issue to me is the thousands of illegal aliens being bust into the United States of America by La Raza, using our Border Patrol as ushers. But what goads me is not La Raza. No. I know La Raza is a brown supremacist organization. I've also known the head of La Raza went into the White House a number of years ago. I also know that La Raza's intent is to take back the southwest of the United States for Mexico. I understand that. But I will never forgive Nancy Pelosi for what she did this weekend. If I can make you understand, well, let me boil it down for you. Let me make it simple for you. Go to michaelsavage.com. It got me sick over the weekend, actually. I was agitated all weekend. Why do I take it personally? Why? Because my headline is simple. It said, after busting our borders, she rides in a gay pride parade. She's a busy gal, that Nancy Pelosi. She had the audacity to go to the border and pander to this horde of illegal aliens and drug smugglers and Muslims and Chinese slaves being trafficked over the border. And she had the nerve to say that we have no borders anymore. She said, this is a, well, listen to clip four. Robert, play four. They're not going to believe this.
This is a community with a border going through it. And this crisis that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
Now, if we had a sane country, she'd be impeached. As a sitting member of Congress, for her to go there and bust our borders, to join the illegal border jumpers, to join a foreign nation that's invading America, she would be impeached the next day. Do you understand what she did? Do you have any idea that she's not just, let's say, a radical leftist who believes that we should open the borders? She's a sitting member of Congress. She has a job to protect our borders, and she said that we have no borders. She said this is a community with a border going through it. You know, George Orwell would be very proud of the radical left today. They redefine everything in their own terms. Listen to clip five from, again, Madam Pelosi in five.
It's about treating people with respect. What we just saw was so stunning. Aww. If you believe, as we do, that every child, every person has a spark of divinity in them
and
is therefore worthy of respect, what we saw in those rooms was dazzling, sparkling array of God's children worthy of respect.
Can you believe this? God's children worthy of respect. She has no respect for our nation, no respect for our traditions, no respect for our borders, no respect for our national health, no respect for our national sovereignty, no respect for our language, no respect for our culture, but she respects the children that Honduras and Guatemala are dumping on our shores. And by the way, you have to ask yourself the bigger question, what kind of mother would dump her child across Mexico unless she was a child abuser? Do you realize these children are all the products of child abuse and that the UN should actually gather them up and bring them home? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? The parents who dump their children like this are committing child abuse.
Savage.